you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Scary Movies Edition. Are you guys sick of Halloween yet?
No.
Good, because we're going to talk about scary movies. And I looked at the stage earlier and like was like, yeah, I've got three guests. That looks perfect. And there's four chairs and four mics up here. So I guess somebody didn't get some memo. And hopefully there's a fourth person backstage who wouldn't mind coming out here when I introduce everybody. He probably didn't bring anything for the prize bag, though. So we'll see how that works out. See, it's already a really spooky episode of the show. Of course, it's Saturday, November 2nd, 2019. Don't forget to set your clocks back. Don't forget to put your cocks between your legs and be a lady for the next 6 months. Ladies, too. If I say name tags three times, will they appear? Name tags, name tags, name tags. Oh, man. Those are some big ones. Your name is Bo, B-E-A-U, so you went with Rambo. I like it. And Cannibal Holocaust, what's your name? Bill? Oh, Cannibal. I can't see it because it was sides of drooping over there, but Cannibal, very good job. And then you gotta love anybody that just takes a poster, crosses out a couple of the letters. Jamie, would you mind showing the whole audience here? Turn around, show everybody the brilliance. I mean, that, I really hope your name tag gets chosen. It probably won't, but, and you also score extra points with me for wearing a Getting Doug with High t-shirt, so thank you for having that. Gemini Man? Your name's Jennifer?
Yeah.
And it's Gemini Man. But it's a very beautiful poster, and when you get home, you're going to just go ahead and put those lights back on the tree? What's that one about summer? Yeah. I want to know what you did last summer. I want to know. Because your name's Vanna? Ivana. Ivana, know what you did last summer. It makes perfect sense. I'm the idiot. And there's a poster back there for Evil Dead, so that's on theme. And but what's your name?
Ed.
Evil Ed. Oh, and there's 28 Days Later. What does that say? 28 Days Cater. Wow, the license you guys are taking with the concept of a pun. The Ikaika bin in the woods? Your name's Ikaika? Ikaika? So instead of cabin, it's Ikaika bin. The Ikaika bin in the woods. I mean, it's beautiful. It's got lots of little ornaments that are pumpkin-faced and some various candies that look pretty good. I like, are those Swedish fish?
Yeah.
Can you peel those off and just toss them to me? I want to get those before, because that name tag's going to get picked, I think. I have a good feeling about it. If it's candy, I can catch it. If he'd have thrown a baseball... I would have batted it to the ground. But great job with the name tags in general. And I understand those of you who didn't make name tags, because this, what a week this has been. Holy shit. So much Halloween. Oh, are there any costumes? Anybody wear costumes? No? Okay, perfect. There's a guy in a shirt over there that simulates a skeleton. It's supposed to be Donnie Darko? Oh, you don't have the hood up. Okay, here it goes. Look at that. See, he is. He's wearing a costume. You can wear that costume anywhere. There's no places that, well, I guess some places would say you can't wear a hoodie if it's like a nightclub that's racist. Racist against skeleton men from Donnie Darko. Doug plugs. We're back to regular Doug Loves Movies next Saturday, November 9th at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City at 4:20. November 16th at the Improv in San Jose at 4:20. Yeah, come on down for that. And the Miami Improv on Saturday, November 23rd. Drive on down for that. And of course, it's at, you guessed it, 4:20. And looking into December, DLM returns to the Neptune in Seattle on Monday, December 16th at 8 o'clock. For tickets to that one, go to stgpresents.com. I brought a prize bag full of prizes, including the winner today is going to get for free a Doug Loves Scary Movies commemorative poster made by my friend Box Brown out of Philadelphia. And we got a few of those to sell after the show if you want to stop by and get one at the merch table. The last show was in Sacramento, so I brought a copy of Sacramento Guest and Resource Guide. Did you guys know it was America's farm to fork capital? That just sounds like somebody on The Good Place said something really dirty. And I got some from Magical Butter, some silicone spatulas for all of your, you know, weed food needs. From Wise Choice Tattoo Removal in Denver, Colorado. I've got a little owl. Get it? Wise Choice Owl. And it's the owl you squeeze when you're getting your tattoo removed because it's so terribly, terribly painful. And a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and we're getting down to the last few of this batch of these. In fact, there's not one in here. But I'll get my hands, if the winner comes up to me afterwards, I'll get my hands on one for you, a Doug Benson pin from rockinpins.com. And hey, D, could you see if C wants to participate? We've got an extra chair. Yeah, just run it by him real quick. All of that stuff is in the prize bag and the stuff brought by my guests today. You ready to bring them out here? I'm going to scoot down just a little bit. I didn't notice how close together all the chairs were, so I'm going to recommend that everybody scooch down a little bit once they get out here. But please give it up, everybody, for Jimmy O. Yang, Jeff Tate, Chad Opitz, and Dan Van Kirk. You guys can scooch apart a little bit if you're too close together. I've already moved a little bit over here. There we go. All right, awesome. Let's meet him individually, starting with a first-time guest on the show. I'm so happy he's here. Jimmy O. Yang, everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is great.
Headlining this weekend right here at Cobb's.
Yeah, so I'm just going to stay here afterwards and
hang out in the green room, get a nice hot box effect going from, you'll get a secondhand high from all the activity up there, stony friends.
I'm kind of bummed because I would love to smoke weed with all of you guys, but I got two shows to do tonight, so I got to be somewhat functional, you know?
Yeah, I used to say that and then... People just assume I'm high anyway, so I might as well be high. Like, there's, I mean, I'm going to say dumb shit either way, so let's do this. But so excited that you're here and that it's sad that it's the final season, but Silicon Valley is back for its finishing run. It started last Sunday. Yes, Sunday's on HBO.
Yeah, and tomorrow's the second episode of last season. I think there's only 7 episodes total. So enjoy it. It's gonna be good. Like, we ended it how we wanted it to end it, instead of like getting canceled or the show just died on its own. So it's a very good thing, I think. You guys should enjoy it. Huh?
You want to throw out any spoilers that could get you in trouble?
One of the dragons die in the 5th episode.
You are screwed, dude. HBO does not care for that.
Shit.
They want all the dragons to live on all of their shows. That'd be so funny if they just started adding dragons to everything. That was what people liked about Game of Thrones. Not the violence, not the sex. They like those dragons. I mean, there's whole episodes where they just talk about the dragons. You never see them, right? Yeah. It's a little late for me to start attacking Game of Thrones. I've got a bone to pick with that series.
I mean, in fairness, they don't show any dragons on Silicon Valley either.
Well, that's true. Didn't Benioff and...
Well, Jeff just won the highest of them all prize with that comment.
I mean, it seems pretty accurate. I don't know why all these motherfuckers stonewalled me on it.
Also joining us today, because he was in the green room and we had an extra chair on stage, and that's my idea of a solution instead of getting rid of the extra chair. Just make somebody else be a last-minute guest. It's Chad Opitz, everybody.
Hi.
Chad, I will say this before we get started, that if you win any of the games today, I would like you to immediately do a victory lap, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And
now I know why I'm here, Doug.
People will. Well, I was going to make you do that from the audience if you were just hanging out in the audience. It's going to happen. I mean, unless you say no, you know.
I'm not saying no to that.
I'm not going to force you. I can't.
See, I was sitting over there, and then you said, you're going to be up here. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even bring any gifts or nothing.
Well, that's what I was thinking. What would you come up with for the prize bag just off of your person?
I have some joke.
Pound of flesh.
I got joke notes.
Well,
there you go.
That's a great prize. Are they allowed to go ahead and start their career with those jokes?
Absolutely. Here's one. Boba Tea Sperm Bank. That's a...
Oh, those are my jokes. Sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah, so
wait,
if you want that...
Thank you, got Jimmy's jokes.
Yeah, man. You can't be doing no Boba Tea jokes next to an Asian comic.
I'm
Come on, man.
Treading on your territory. Fuck.
I think everybody was thinking a wallet was about to come out, not a pile of papers.
I ain't got that kind of money. Hell no.
What about the others?
I got a library card or something.
Are those glasses prescription?
They are.
Okay, yeah. So you can't give those away.
Oh, man. T-shirt. I am not wearing a t-shirt.
She doesn't have a t-shirt on under there, man.
Yeah.
She's just trying to see what's under there.
Oh, Lord God. Well, it's like a hair shirt, basically, so... Yeah.
How about two tickets to one of your upcoming appearances here in the Bay Area?
Mm. That sounds... I'll see what I can do. I don't know. I'll talk to the booker and be like, "Is Doug said it was okay?" You fucking, they will. I'll strong arm him into it. Yeah.
Okay.
With my powerful influence.
Because yeah. Everybody's got to bring something for the prize bag, even when they're called up last minute.
I'll do that. All right.
Or one ticket, you know? The winner's probably going to be some loner anyway. So... Jeff, are you laughing at the contents of that magazine or what's being said on the stage?
I was laughing at what you said.
Okay, cool. That's Jeff Tate, everybody!
Not bad. Not bad, San Francisco.
That was better than the last show. Plus, also, the great Tate got taken. I don't know if you've heard the last show from Sacramento, but, you know, Jeff did not win.
I know. Can you believe it?
Spoiler, if you listen to this shit out of order. What do you think today your chances are? You think you're here for a comeback?
Yeah, about the same. My chances are pretty good. I make tribute. Is that how they say it? I pay tribute.
Are you playing the game today for your little brother so he won't be killed?
Yeah. I stand tribute for Troy.
Good movie reference, Jeff. Also books.
Yeah, books.
And Dan Van Kirk is here!
Hello.
We've got a drink down on the floor, I'm afraid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
can we get a new Cheetos and soda and maybe put a sippy cup lid on the next one?
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Or maybe we should get another stool out here that you could put your drink on instead of having to put it on the floor.
I know.
Yeah. I could have not sat down and he could have put his drink here.
Oh, see, that would have been the ultimate solution.
Oh, yeah.
To not have an extra guest, just to have an extra spot for drinks. Oh, well. But
sorry, Cobbs.
Once he gets a new one, maybe he'll put it on you, Chad.
I'll do it.
What's going on, Dan? I hear you've got some sort of thing to promote.
I do. My first comedy album is coming out November 15th. Woo! It is called Thanks, Diane. And when you are hearing this, if you go to danielvankirk.com, you can pre-order it right now or go straight to the iTunes Store app, on your phone. And you can get Thanks, Diane. When you do that, you'll get a track from the album right away called Don't Be a Dick. And, yeah, the album comes out 11/15 on all streaming platforms, and it's called Thanks, Diane. I would appreciate it if you picked it up. That's it.
Now, is it called Thanks, Diane because you're a psychic and you know the one person that's going to buy it?
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Diane. Oh, that's good. You knocked over the plastic one, so now let's give him one in glass.
Right. Got a little more heft to it.
Oh, that's probably why, yeah.
My mom's name is Diane, so it's a thanks to her, but it means a little something else when you listen to the track as well, which is a track on the album called Thanks, Diane. Yeah.
It's somebody you got it on with, isn't it?
What?
Nothing. Jeff, you had something to say?
Yeah, your mom was going to buy it anyway. You didn't have to name check her.
You never know. I'm trying to guarantee one sale.
I mean, if every Diane bought it, you'd be fucking set.
Yeah, it'd be really popular between women 42 to 72 years old.
Hey, Wait, there's no young women named Diane?
Come on, do you know a young Gary?
Oh, look at this.
Thank you so much.
Cops. That just sounds like cops. This sounds like the weirdest meeting ever. Let's chant cops. What do you have for the prize bag, Dan?
I brought some special candy. I brought some Harry Potter Birdie Bots beans and a chocolate Albus Dumbledore magic wand as well. So these will go into the prize bag.
What were you doing, trying to meet some children again?
Yes. Wizard spell sheet included.
Ooh.
Yeah, so scare some religious people in the South.
So were you at Harry Potter Land?
Is no, when I did the Red Clay Comedy Festival, and these were in the, shout out to the Red Clay Comedy Festival, these were in the gift bags or the thank you bags for doing the festival, and I held onto it because I'm like, I know a place where this would go well, and I brought it for here.
These are perfect gifts. The rest of my guests can just give up.
Yes.
What do you got, Chad?
I got.
Chad might get you into one of his shows. At the very least, he'll hang out with you for a few minutes.
Yeah. I'll let you touch my beard. I got 3 free tickets to an upcoming show. Fuck what? Yeah. I don't know.
3.
I'll figure it out. 3.
Wait, so the winner has to make 2 friends now?
I don't know, man. That's very unfair.
Cut to the winner getting their tickets, turning around and being like, who needs 2? Who needs 2? I got 2.
Yeah. What do you think makes them... Well, they're just going to be like, who needs 3?
Yeah, why not?
I got three tickets.
Yeah.
They're here by themselves. They could probably use the dough. It's San Francisco.
It's true.
It really is. Jimmy, what do you have in your pocket for the occasion?
Unlike my friend next to me, I came prepared.
You knew you were going to be on the show.
Not to be too stereotypical, but I was eating lunch at Chinatown today, and I saw this beautiful pipe. Probably for opium, not sure. But I'm like, you know, it's perfect for Doug's crowds, right? Like, you want to give it a shot? There you go. Is that, that's, that hits.
It's for opium.
Yeah. You know. So one opium pipe for me.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, added value now that Jeff tested it.
Yeah.
And what did you bring, Jeff?
I brought the Entertainment Weekly's Fall TV preview.
Ooh, Doug loves Fall TV.
Read it already. I already know it all. Don't need it anymore. Enjoy that fucking homework. And I got a Todd Snyder patch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, just look up Todd Snyder. Or don't. And a Tom Petty button.
Oh.
See? I pulled them out in the right order.
Yeah, that really did build to a big big finish. All of that is going to be somebody's to deal with at the end of today's show. But before we get to the games, since this is the final of the Scary Movies trilogy of 2019, can you recommend, and you go in any order, because this is, you know, this is a tough question for some people. Can you recommend a scary movie?
Yeah, you know what I really like is What Lies Beneath.
You do?
Yes, I think it's...
Why are you into that?
I think it's just a good little scary movie that... little fun fact, they filmed that while waiting for Tom Hanks to grow a beard and get skinny. It's the exact same crew. They shot the first part of Castaway.
Oh, Castaway.
And then they took a break for him
to get all
ironed out.
For a second, I thought you meant Forrest ran off.
Yeah. They took a break for him to get Island out, and Zemeckis took the entire crew. They just picked up, started in this other movie, got done with What Lies Beneath, and then picked back up in Castaway.
Gosh, I would have preferred two good movies.
Really?
I didn't like either of those
you
movies.
You didn't?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, I mean, no,
I mean they're well-produced, I'll give you that. Yeah, but
the crew seems good.
What Lies Beneath has like a jump scare every 10 minutes. And,
right.
And they're never scary.
Come on.
They're always just loud and nothing happened. You know what I mean? It's always like, it's not really a ghost making all those.
I don't know. It got me.
Like every time her husband comes home, he's like sneaks up behind her.
To be fair, I was in a farm in the middle of nowhere during a thunderstorm watching it, which might have helped. But either way, I really enjoyed it.
You know, like she's looking at herself in the mirror, and then suddenly Harrison Ford is just there all of a sudden. He's like, don't get cocky.
Dude, you scared me again.
Sounds pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. You imagine Harrison Ford creeping on you in a house, yelling things out of nowhere? That's terrifying.
I watched a lot of it recently again, and was really entertained by how nuts it is. Mm-hmm. And but also, I could not remember exactly what the final twist is. I know what the
watch it again
near the end twist is. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, as soon as it's like a joke you think you've heard before, and then right. you know when you don't recognize it till they get to the punchline. Right. So as soon as I see the ending, I'm probably gonna be mad all over again because I don't remember thinking it was the most airtight ending to that movie. But I am going to seek out and watch the ending again, or at the very least, you know, read the synopsis on the internet.
Or I'll tell you if you want.
Or you could tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll explore all those options later. But you know, still, it's never too early to start, you know, getting movies to watch for next Halloween. Mm-hmm. So, in addition to What Lies Beneath, what do you think, Chad? What's the one that you like?
There's one that I think is really underrated called Session 9. I don't know if anyone's seen that one. One human being. Yeah. And if you don't think it's like, I think it's legitimately like super scary, but it also has the best utterance of the words fuck you ever in a movie, in my opinion. So if you just look on YouTube, David Caruso, fuck you, you'll get to see magic. Because he really puts fuck you. He goes for it. And it is beautiful. So
Jesus. Yeah, you don't usually hear that much emphasis on the you part.
Yeah, he drags it out. Oh,
fuck
man.
You.
It's very unnecessary. Yeah.
Ooh. Fuck you.
Oh, he's a ghost? He's a ghost saying fuck
you? He definitely
you?
Ghosted
the whole
up
time he was
one.
A ghost.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Okay, Session 9. Who's in it besides him?
Who's in there? This guy, not be big, like Peter Mullen. Do you know Peter Mullen? Scottish actor, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares. Oh, Josh Lucas? You know Josh
Oh,
Lucas?
Yeah, of course.
In
He's in only He's terrible good. Movies.
Yeah. Then you'll love Session 9.
That guy is a good, perfectly good actor, but I can't think of a good movie that he's in.
He's in two different movies called Stolen.
Is he?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
That's a true fact. What, they made one in the middle of the other.
Really?
Right? One guy was trying to get fat or something. I forget.
Hi, Dan. Jimmy, can you think of a good scary movie to recommend?
I'm not really into like the scary movies with like ghosts or like supernatural things. It really actually scares me. Does this count the Cloverfield Lane movie? That was mm-hmm. kind of scary. That was an incredible film with John Goodman. And I love those things. I love movies that's either set inside of just one location, you know, like Room or like something like Cloverfield, or set it within one day, something like Drive. You know, those are very thrilling to me. I love thrillers more than anything. So I think, yeah, Cloverfield Lane, that's what it's called, right?
So you like suspense and not horror.
Yes, yes. I don't like jump scares. Like, and ghosts and stuff actually scares me. Like I can't sleep for like 2 weeks, you know. It's just...
Well, you know this club is haunted, right?
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's the ghost of Huckleberry Finn.
Jesus.
You see a corn cob pipe floating around, or a paintbrush, you know. Huck is up to his thing. But yeah, what was the address though of that movie? 10.
10?
Yeah. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Yeah, that is a good movie though. I like it. Jeff?
I think Frailty. That was good. It's very good scary.
Was that the one that was
Bill Paxton?
He directed it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good McConaughey too, right?
Yeah. McConaughey, Powers Booth.
Powers Booth. Oof.
Quality. Quality.
Powers Oof.
Right? Quality film about religious abuse. So, you know, pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of scary, now I can't think of what it's called, but there's that Walton Goggins snake preacher movie where there's just always somebody's about to get fucking bit by a snake, and it's really upsetting.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, now I can't.
Are you sure Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, that's it. What? No, the unicorn.
Yeah.
That show looks like such a waste of everybody's time. If Walton Goggins isn't playing somebody fucked up, he's just playing like a regular guy, what's the point?
Billy Bobby.
Yeah, but I'll think of that title of that. Caitlin Deaver's in it. Jim Gaffigan's in it in a very serious role, but you still laugh because it's Jim Gaffigan. Yeah, but it's those snake preachers. Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, I've never actually... I just came pretty close to the snake preachers. I never really saw one.
Well, you got close enough to notice that you were close to some.
So I tried
to be seeing them.
I tried to go to one of those churches in Cincinnati, but they're not a real welcoming group. They just assume if you're new, you're from like Vice. And I was trying to sell it too. No, I'm into it. I love snakes and God. Come on. I heard you guys did both. Anyway, Frailty, it's pretty scary. Wait, I already said that.
Yeah, but I'm glad you repeated it, because I do believe that is a scary movie. Them That Follow.
Them
is
that
the name of the snake movie.
Them,
yeah.
That Follow. Them That Follow.
Yeah, so if that sounds fun to you, check it out. Okay, so we did it. We recommended some scary movies. People could stock up for next year. You're welcome. But now it's time to say, turn it off, Bert.
Let the games begin.
We got lots of great name tags for you to choose from. Jimmy, this is the part where you pick out a name tag that you would like the most out of all the ones you could see. Some have treats glued to them that you can enjoy. Others are just amazing pieces of art.
Oh, sweet. And, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? So just pick the one you like the best and get your hands on it and bring it back to your seat.
Gemini.
They're all the way in the back there, so Dan's going to go check it out in the back.
I like this one in the front. I mean, come on. This is amazing.
There you go. See, you're good.
It's got your face on it. It's
awesome. A lot of them do, unfortunately. And we'll be right back after these messages. Today's show is brought to you in part by PuroTrader. Buying cigars or getting into the community can be very intimidating, but not with PuroTrader. PuroTrader makes the global cigar marketplace easily accessible right from your laptop or mobile device. PuroTrader is like one of those travel sites that searches the entire web for the best deals, except instead of flights, you're searching for cigars. From everyday cigars for the casual smoker to the rarest of the rare sticks for the collectors. And it's all in a supportive community setting where you can ask questions and read real reviews. There have been many great movie moments featuring cigars, stars from Scarface to Young Frankenstein, and with Puro Trader, you can create those moments of your own. Whether you're on the hunt for a rare, unique cigar or just looking to get started, Puro Trader is the only destination you need to get educated, monitor market trends, and join in the conversation. Check out PuroTrader.com and use the promo code MOVIES for a chance to win a day at the Porsche Racing Experience in Los Angeles or Atlanta. That's PuroTrader.com, promo code MOVIES. You know how to spell that. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Hey.
What a polite group. There was none of that yelling, none of that pick me, pick me. It's very, very good crowd on this November 2nd. And Dan, you're already showing everybody, so you might as well talk about it.
Okay. Oh,
not supposed to.
This is Cannibal.
Cannibal
Holocaust.
This is professional. This is really, really good.
It's beautiful.
Bill is also a great guy. He comes to a lot of Bay Area comedy shows and is somebody that I've gotten to know and love. And so, but if he would have done a shitty job, I would not have picked this poster.
I like the way you walked all the way around the room.
There's
like you were really considering other ones.
There's
but then
a gentleman
you picked
in the
your
back
friends
who did a Scrabble board poster and individually glued all the names of people who are popular on your show. But I went with Bill, so. But you get a shout out because that's great, my man. You crushed it.
All right.
I love
put
it.
Put this down on the on the ground here, so where I can see that it's Bill. I even put a Douglas Movies logo in the corner.
That's pro
really
level.
Nice. Oops. There you go. Banned in over 50 countries. That Cannibal Holocaust.
Love it.
And those are available after the show for $10 in the lobby. Chad, who'd you pick?
I picked John Polisi's Ghosts of Mars Bars. It was
what?
Originally. It was originally. He just like, because he's like, okay, it's close enough. John Carpenter, John Polisi. Ghosts of Mars Bars, featuring you and Kumail, and I think Kate McCucci's on there. But it's got a lot of candy on it.
Yeah, what are those little candies spell? There's little Snickers with letters
kick,
on them.
Kick Mars?
Kick.
I guess.
Kick.
Yeah. This person
okay
hates Mars. They want to kick Mars.
Because some of those are just the wrappers without the candy in them, right?
It appears so. Yeah, maybe this is like a very complex message I don't understand. Because I'm a dum-dum, but I definitely see kick in there.
Yeah. I don't know
the
what
the rest
that means.
I don't know is nonsense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But what's
cool
his name, though?
John Polisi.
John. We'll go with John.
So close to John Carpenter.
Right.
Ghosts of Mars Bars.
Jimmy, what'd you pick?
I got this pretty obvious one, but it's beautiful. It's this massive Rambo poster spelled B-E-A-U.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think means beautiful in one of those foreign languages. And it has your beautiful face on it as Rambo.
Yeah.
First Blood Part 2.
I star in so many movies thanks to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting. And GF, what do you got?
Well, you're starring in this one, Doug. Evil Dead. I'm playing for Ed. And I picked it because, whatever, I liked it. I don't have to explain myself.
There's some pretty good candies on there.
Yeah, one of them's got weed in it. I'm going to eat that one right now. And, but yeah, Evil Dead. I'm playing for Ed. He put apostrophe where the, you know, he did a good job.
Hey, fair enough. Let's start with fan favorite.
Who? Starting with me.
The guests.
Oh, Dan, I was going to make the same joke, but I was trying to open this candy. I thought, should I put the candy down and grab my mic to make that joke? And then you beat me to it.
That's why I get the mic stand. I can still be in the game while opening and enjoying some candy.
The pro move, Doug.
Yeah. Mmm. These fish are so Swedish. They don't get involved in any conflict except the one in my mouth.
Is that guy dressed as Wolverine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wondered if we had any costumes.
We do. We have Donnie Darko.
Where?
Oh, where? Oh, right there. Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, that's what I'm playing for. That's where, that's,
no.
Is that John Belushi?
No, you're trying to beat up Daniel. That's what you're trying to do.
Wait,
what's
a second.
From?
Karate Kid. Boom, 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 Karate Kid. Do you know that's full title? You didn't know that?
That's the full title?
Yeah, they shortened it with it after production.
Right, Ralph Match, they had to, they made Breaking Away in the middle. Well, Ralph Macchio learned how to do karate.
That was the most suspenseful sentence I've ever heard in my life. Ralph Macchio did it with the, and it Breaking Away. No. Frail.
It's a new style of improv called I'm Not That Committed to It.
Yes, and.
Yeah. It's called, we practice a yeah, sure style of improv. Yeah, sure, whatever, man. So this is a bank, cool.
What's the gloves? I'm sorry, but I've just started noticing a lot of people wearing things.
From Captain Hammer from Dr. Horrible.
Ooh.
Dr. Horrible sing-along blog?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I want the Wolverine guy to stand up.
Stand up. Too tall. That was a deep cut for some of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy!
Look at that.
There's a guy in the front in a t-shirt and a hoodie. He dressed as a comic. That's great. You look.
Awesome. If you just go buy an easel, you could be Dimitri Martin.
That's true.
Leather jacket and cool t-shirt.
Costume,
Taylor Tomlinson. I love it. I love it. Any other ones?
No, there's not.
Okay.
The game is called Live, Die, Repeat. Now, Jimmy, this is going to sound strange, but this is a game where I say the title of the movie, and whichever one of you guys repeats it back the quickest wins.
Cool.
See, that's the attitude that we like on this show. A lot of the guests go, why or how? I don't know how you're going to do it. You just have to do it.
For the listener at home, Jeff is not trying to open any candy. He is ready for this.
Jeff is really ready.
I mean, for the listener at home, I can't get this open. I quit trying before I knew what the next game was going to be. I need scissors, but there's no way anybody got a knife in. There's a fucking metal detector.
Oh, I guarantee. Doug loves movies. There's three knives in this audience. I saw one guy grab for one over here.
This is like childproof.
Yeah.
Which is all of us.
Oh, you really can't open that?
Yeah, I really can't.
Here, Jeff, I'll do it.
I feel like I just lost it.
Let me just show you a little something I learned from years of overly protective packaging.
Oh, Doug has taken a pen out of his pocket.
He's going to write a letter.
Through.
Doug,
if you're going to do nice things like that, I never had a dad and I'd love to play catch.
Dan, my dad's dead.
Well, do you want to play catch too?
Yeah, let's do a three like a triangle.
I only play catch if it's little bags of candy.
That's what I thought we were talking about.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. I stood up and came over here not to like get away from anybody, but just to I want to be able to see all their faces.
It feels so official.
Yeah, I just want to be able to capture the moment when one of you gets this full title. I'm going to say it slowly, and I'm going to every time anybody guesses, I'm going to start back at the beginning.
The Amityville Horror.
Great pre-guess, but no. Pregress.
That's when you're about to do something.
Let me pregress from what I'm about to do.
I just figured out how to use it. I pregress, right? Like, it's the opposite of digress. I get it. I could live here.
The
Amityville Horror.
Green Book.
The Green Book.
Is there the in Green Book?
The Notebook.
No.
The Notebook.
It's just Green Book. So that narrows it down a little bit. The Living.
The Living Dead.
Dead.
The Living Dead 2. Living Again.
The Living. Wait, these are movies?
The Living. It's just the title of one movie. I haven't gotten through the whole title yet. The Living Dead at the...
The Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue.
That is it!
Take your lap, son!
Nice.
Take your lap!
Here goes the victory lap. I would have went this way if I was here.
Yeah, I would have too.
Now he's going to have to circle back. Oh, here he goes.
There he goes. Up. Wow. I pregressed. That was good.
Chad, if you win a game again, just go down these stairs and really do a lap. Yeah,
okay.
really lap it up.
I didn't follow the rules.
That was a great practice round.
Thank you.
I wouldn't call that an official.
No.
Yeah, no. There's still more winning to do, and then he's going to do that again. It's the new throwing donuts. It's the new thing that the listeners just have to deal with.
Don't give everyone a high five when you go. Look now who you feel is being a good audience member, and that's who gets it.
This guy's giving me one of these.
Okay, see? Look.
This guy will get
look,
one.
Now they know. They've got to earn it.
I mean, that guy should know that he's too in the middle to get high fives.
You never know. I think Chad can make it there.
I can maneuver.
Crocodile Dundee those tables, and you
hell
can do it.
Do you guys think that just by looking at an audience member, you can tell whether or not they're touching their hand would be a bad idea?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yep.
I think everybody here looks perfectly... Like, everybody looks like they just washed their hands, but I bet you only half did.
Well, not everybody, Doug.
Really? Who do you think has dirty hands?
Bill.
Well, yeah, he made a poster about cannibals. Artists always have dirty hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That guy just touched his nose.
Yeah. And bartenders always have clean hands.
They do?
Yeah, the alcohol.
Oh. Maybe they should pour some more in the glass and not on their hands.
It just happens, buddy.
Yeah. I'm not high-fiving Wolverine. He's got fucking large knives coming out of him.
They're retracted.
Oh.
God, Chad, don't you know anything?
I guess not.
Chad, am I right?
Have they ever done on Robot Chicken a scene where Freddy Krueger and Wolverine play Rochambeau?
That's great. Call Seth.
Yeah, I'm going to get him on the horn.
We could.
Yeah, don't have Seth Green's phone number.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If I just call him cold, say I got your number from Dan Van Kirk, he's going to be all right with that?
What? You're Doug. Why wouldn't he be?
Oh, that's true.
No, we're not calling him on air.
On air.
That was such a good idea.
What are you guys, a 1991 TGIF audience? Dude, aww. Yeah.
The Olsen twins were cute.
That, agreed.
They deserved every awe they got, especially since it was only one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why they became huge, is people just so excited to see two of them at once.
Right. And Elizabeth just laid in wait for her time to
shine. Oh, my God, did she ever.
You know what? You guys take the early part of our life. I'm going to crush this in the end.
Yeah. She's sitting back there with all of her powers to move shit.
Yep.
Just letting the twins.
I mean,
do their
it is
thing.
An interesting case study in what would happen if you learned how to act.
Jeff.
I don't even know who we're talking about. Rambo? Are we still talking about Rambo?
Never stop talking about Rambo. Applaud if you saw the most recent Rambo movie. God, I was hoping it would just be Jeff, but
no,
it's Jeff and Bill.
Told you.
How did it work out for you?
I saw it the day it came out in an empty theater.
Oh.
Nobody.
Hey, give yourself more credit. You were there.
I was there. It was real stupid. It was very dumb and incredibly violent. And that's what it should have been called. Very dumb and incredibly violent.
And that'd be like, they'd cut up your review for the ads. It would just be .. incredible ..
Yeah, yeah.
I might be progressing here, but Doug, guess, do you think Bill liked it or hated it?
Oh, I think he liked it, but maybe because it's silly.
Bill?
Oh,
wasn't
he
a fan.
Didn't go for it.
No, I thought I would have said the same as you, Doug.
You guys didn't let me finish. I loved it. I thought it was terrible and I loved every second of it.
Now there's a review.
Mm-hmm.
They might have sold more tickets if they'd let you step up and say that to the world. Oh, and it is First Blood Part 2 that you did the poster for, so you went back to an earlier, happier time in the Rambo world. All right, this next game, Chad gets to go first because he won that one. I should tell Jimmy there's a series of three games, and it's the third one that really matters. Each of the previous games are like warm-ups. Cool. And this game we're going to play now, it's our second time playing this game. It's an exciting new addition that I thought of when I was watching Price is Right. It's called More or Less. I love applause for something you don't even know what it is. Like, he said it like it's important, so let's applaud. But it is a fun game. It's a game where I go to you individually. We'll start with Chad. I'll tell you the name of a movie, and then I'll tell you a number, and you tell me whether it made more or less than that number.
Okay.
At the domestic box office, not counting for inflation.
What? Okay.
Yeah, there's no inflation adjustment on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, they changed Box Office Mojo changed their shit, so a lot of it's behind a paywall, and I'm not going to pay to find out the adjusted for inflation number. I don't think anybody will. I don't know why. I don't know why they think people are going to pay for that. Okay, so in this game, if you get it wrong, you're out, and then we're down to the rest of the players. And I hope you guys do get some of these wrong, because if you get them all right, then nobody wins. I mean, I guess the person who got the most right will win, but we'll see. Chad.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with you. The movie is Halloween. Mm. The OG Halloween from the 70s. And I want to know if you think it made more or less than $60 million.
Ooh.
like the very upon
first
initial release?
Halloween in its domestic distribution in theaters.
I'm gonna say.
So it has been out more than once.
Oh man, I'm gonna say less.
You think it's less than 60 million?
Yes.
Unfortunately, that is over. 47 million is what it actually made. Yeah.
So I got it. Right?
That was the most mind-fucking way to answer that. I felt like I was in Scanners. I was like, you hurt me, Doug. Wow, that was the... Whoa! That was almost beautiful in its performance.
I'm not the highest one anymore.
Wait, what did you say, Chad?
Less. Less than 60.
Yeah, you said less than 60. Yeah.
We're still in it.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll figure this out.
So the answer is less than 60, yes.
Yay!
Like a car in a Nicolas Cage movie, baby.
Less than 60.
I wrote this down in a very unnecessarily complicated way.
It was amazing.
I feel like you just pointed out to where like the sailboat is in one of those pictures where you gotta relax. I can never see him, so I just get like where I like think so hard, I start to get tired.
I can never see him.
And then
once
the answer came out, it was like, oh, I see it now. Yeah. Cool.
Do you guys? Can you guys? Jude, can you see magic eye paintings?
What's that? Oh, those ships and those things? Yeah. No, that's not a
Me
thing.
Me either. Can you? I think it's all a lie.
I can't.
I do this thing. I like to do this thing where if I see a picture in a bathroom, no matter what it is, I go, I could never see these. And then whoever else is in the bathroom is like, what? And I was like, they say, like, look through the picture, but I can't see it. And they're like, it's a picture of a horse. And I'm like, says you. And then I leave.
You should say you can't see the sailboat either.
I can't. I pretend every picture in public is a magic eye picture. And I just talk like it is to anybody who's around me, if they're a stranger, to confuse them. It's fun. I mean, I live in a real boring town. San Francisco is what it's called. I mean, it's in Ohio, but it's...
Keep going, Jeff.
Yeah, sure.
I'm busy over here. All right. It's your turn, Jimmy.
All right.
The motion picture is, again, the original. It's been remade. It's been sequelized and prequelized. But the original, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ooh.
Did it make more or less than $21 million?
What year was it? Do we get the year?
If I happen to have it written down here, you would get it, but it's like early 80s.
20-something. Ooh.
Yeah, $21 million in the early
80s. That seems quite low compared to Halloween, which was 10, 20 years ago before that. You got to adjust for inflation. I would say higher. I'm gonna go with the Price is Right strategy. I got my family there in the corner. Higher. I actually have no idea who those two Asian people are, but
yeah.
I say higher. Higher.
I was wondering that. If Price is Right, can people chime in, or do you want them to stay quiet
since it's Price is Right? Well, because also, if everyone's chiming in with the same answer, like Price is Right, it's a bunch of numbers to choose from when they're all yelling out, you know. But they do yell out at almost all the games. It's pretty funny. But don't yell out in the next game after this one, please. But anyway, Jimmy, you and your family are correct.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
It made more, but not a lot more. It made $25.5 million.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was a hard one.
All right. Jeff. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the remake, the shot by shot, ill-advised remake of Psycho from 1998.
Oh. The Vince Vaughn one, right?
Yeah. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, boy.
In the Anthony Perkins role. And Jeff, I need to know if it made more or less than $30 million.
Look at them out there. They're trying to help their friend.
Yeah.
And Jeff's eyes are closed.
Everybody's.
I'm gonna
That's how he best deals with numbers.
Well, I'm trying to remember how much I spent to see that fucking movie. And there was four of us, so that's $30 right there.
So if 10 more people went.
I'm going to say less than $30 million.
That is correct.
Nice, nice, nice. I fucking own this game, too.
It made $21 million, which...
Wow, that's
even by
lot.
Their standards then, that was not a good payoff. Mm-hmm. It probably was a big money loss after advertising and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Dan?
Yes.
The original Chucky movie, Child's Play, from 1998.
Mm-hmm. What?
No.
What?
1988.
Yeah. I think. Way more so than 98.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote it down wrong, so makes perfect sense.
Maybe 89.
Ooh. Anyway, it was the first one.
Yeah.
More or less than 35 mil.
I don't know, Bob.
Spay and neuter your pets.
More or less than 30 mil?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go less.
Wait, more or less than 35 mil.
Oh, well, then I'm going less.
That is correct.
Yeah! Huzzah!
Yeah, made $33 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So this next round is really going to show you what's what. Back to you, Chad. The motion picture that started it off. Saw. Did it make more or less than $70 million?
Ooh. No, you can yell out of this one, just not the next game. It makes it better.
Well, it's good when they disagree.
Right,
but if everyone's yelling the same thing,
it
would be like, oh, okay, I guess this one's
But it made
here.
Me think of the early days of The Price is Right before the audience was comfortable yelling out, and there would just be like one person that was like, I think it's less.
it sounded like a ghost.
Right? It's a very spooky episode, you guys.
That one guy in 1976, about a dollar!
The first person was so adamant, I'm saying less. They were very adamant that it was less than $70 million.
She really was.
Dollars.
And she was right!
Wow!
It made $56 million.
Well, not even close!
I thought it would have made way more.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it was like a Get Out, like it's time.
No, it cost like $50 to make.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it took place in one location.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was in New Orleans. I never saw it. I don't like movies about tools or that are in the past tense. Yeah. I couldn't
figure
out.
Oh, so you definitely wouldn't like Vice.
Nope. Oh. Nope, never saw it.
Because it's about tools and it's in the past.
Hey!
Okay, so... we're going to Jimmy.
All right.
And the movie is the original. I'm sorry I don't know the year, but it was another one back then. the Amityville Horror.
Ooh.
79, a gentleman in the audience says, because it's his favorite sexual practice.
That's when you lay still and the other person is upside down. One arm.
I mean, that's a pretty good one.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than 89.
I'm cramping.
Okay. 82 million, Jimmy, more or less for the Amityville Horror with
the
flies.
I gotta think it's less, right? Like, seems that's a lot. But also, this could be like a red herring situation. The number's so high and it's still higher. I'm gonna go lower.
You're saying it made less?
Less
than 82 million.
Yeah.
What's the adamant lady think?
125.
Whoa.
What?
How do you...
She's crazy.
Did you make the movie? Holy shit.
In 1979?
Doug, higher!
What are you going with, Jimmy?
I'm going to go with lower, man.
Okay, you're wrong.
Always trust a lady with the exact number.
Yeah.
Wow.
She really... but it was not quite $125 million. It was $86 million.
Wow, wait. Did you say 89 or 80?
I said 84. I mean, 82, excuse me. 82. We said 79 when the guy in the audience said what year it was.
That's okay. I accept.
There's been a lot of numbers jokes being thrown around.
I feel like I'm in a beautiful mind.
I said...
I mean, I feel like I'm...
A scary, beautiful mind.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the theater watching A Beautiful Mind. Like a little... Like I recognize all these people, but I'm not sure what's happening.
All right, so Jeff, it's your turn. We're talking Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Hell yeah.
From 2016. So I thought that was an important year to write down for some reason. Jeff, did it make more or less than $80 million?
I mean, it's...
You guys, it's fun.
I love, too, how it's the people we can't see doing the most yelling.
Right.
Like, the people whose faces we can see, they don't want to commit.
Nobody's really sure if they should. It feels like this is a very... I'm going to say... What was the number you gave?
I don't know.
80 million.
I'm going to say... You know what? I'm going to say more.
That is incorrect.
Oh!
It made 73...
I'm going to say more things before I give my answer. You didn't let me finish.
All right, Dan.
Yep.
This is exciting. There's just two players left.
Okay.
You gotta get this. The movie is... Say what?
Showcase Showdown.
Oh,
nice, yeah. Spin that wheel.
Hey, you know that game where the little guy climbs the mountain and he falls off?
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that. The movie, Dan, is Ernest Scared Stupid.
Less. And if you go $1, I am walking off this stage, but standing by my answer.
I wish I had gone that low.
Douglas.
What?
I'm just at the anticipation.
Did it make more or less, Dan, than...
You're going to say 25?
No, $12 million.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
You know what, Steve? We're going to play. We're going to play, Steve.
Less.
I'm sticking by it. I'm going less. Say 11, please.
It made more.
Damn!
Okay. Oh, no. Do I have to do a circle?
It made $14 million.
Shit. See, I still felt comfortable about it.
Chad, do your lap.
Oh, God.
Here he goes.
Yeah.
Let the flips begin. five out to. Oh, he's giving them out to everybody. Oh, that's right. He's like a whore at a sailor convention. Everybody gets a touch. That's it. Oh, that's when you say remember to spade.
That was for Ernest P. Worrell.
Full disclosure, I'm still reeling from the way you responded to Chad's first guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a trip.
Oh. We all went on it together. It felt like a Kubrick film.
Yeah, I was just mixing up more or less with over or under.
I loved it. Just oh, like, I wish I could relive it. Did anyone record this?
Will anyone listen to this? That's the question.
I will. So will Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Okay, so to determine our winner, let's get serious. Let's stop screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
And let's play Last Man or Woman Stanton.
Yay. Doug, I thought about this.
Yeah?
I saw on Twitter, again, you were being so inclusive, you said Last Man or Woman Stanton. Mm-hmm. We represent people who love the show when we play this. So what if you just, in one fell swoop, just called it Last Fan Stanton? Because we're representing the fan. Would it still work?
No.
Damn it. I tried, guys. I tried.
I really thought about it.
I know. That's what I appreciate. That's all I ask.
I prefer you pitch these things off the air, not on the show.
Cause I don't forget.
I don't want to be mean or anything.
You weren't. You considered it.
Yeah. It's already confusing enough that what does Stanton even mean? Like, when people are hearing it for the first time, they're like, why? Well, yeah, some of us know.
Yeah.
It's just between us, But yeah, we are. But also, I do like the or woman because it's not taking another word that is inclusive, but it's including women with their word.
That's true. Mm.
This is the same guy that opened up that last one of that nonsense. He's a meticulous thinker.
He knows it. He gets it.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's how this game works, Jimmy. You guys, we're going to start with Chad again because he's running away with this thing.
Oh, no.
He's flipping somersaults over you guys. Chad's going to start, and then we're going to go to Dan, and then Jeff, and then Jimmy. And the idea, Jimmy, is we're going to get... I've actually pre-selected a name today that I'd like you guys to play. The name of an actor or actress. And you're going to take turns naming movies that person was in.
Oh, wow.
If you can't think of one, you can go to your lifeline, which is your name tag you chose. You can go to that person once. You can go to Beautiful Bo once. Dan can go to Bill, and Chad can go to John, and Jeff can go to hell because I can't see his name tag. Ed, yes, of course.
The Ed.
Evil Ed. Okay, so, yeah, and I, you know, it's never too early to go to your lifeline, is my advice. And the films of a man, unfortunately, after all that talk about women, I picked a dude. But it's a man who, by my count, has not been in too many scary movies, but there are a few. At least two, maybe three. Just depends on your fear levels. The films of Bill Murray.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Chad, what do you got?
Ghostbusters.
Started off with Ghostbusters. Not really scary. Wouldn't call that one of the scary ones. Dan.
Ghostbusters 2.
Would not call that scary either. But I think it's better than people give it credit for being, except for the Statue of Liberty part, which I cannot stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will not stand for it. I stay in my seat the entire time. I take a knee. I take a knee during during that scene. Jeff.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. Very good. We're really going early so far. and not scary. Jimmy.
I'll say the least scary one, Lost in Translation.
Yeah, that one's only scary if you're afraid of karaoke. Giovanni Ribisi. Hey, Chad?
Zombieland.
There you go. That's one of the scary ones. Yeah. That guy's, is that the guy's name tag you picked?
I don't think so.
Just a Chad supporter.
What a fool.
That's what happens when you high-five every willy-nilly person out there.
The full Chad. Good
full
Lord.
Chad. None of his next album.
Full Chad.
Oh, way better than Dangling Chad. Dan?
Zombieland 2, Double Tap.
Yeah, you did it. Another one of his scaries. Jeff?
Dan took mine.
You're not going?
Caddyshack.
Well, I knew it was Bill Murray. That'd be cheating.
That's true.
Caddyshack, he says. Jimmy?
I'm going to go for the obvious Stripes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Nice golf applause for that one.
I couldn't even get golf applause for Caddyshack. That one's about, don't fucking do it now.
You're a real Cinderella story, Jeff. Where are we? Cobbs, Chad?
Yeah. Maybe the scariest, Garfield.
Mm. Who doesn't like
solid applause
the first day of the week? Dan?
It's Christmas season, so Scrooged.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Please don't say it's Christmas season on November 2nd.
I'm doing it.
Why are you playing into that?
I watched two Hallmark movies last night, so I am on board. A Veteran's Christmas and A Christmas for Family.
That was the same movie.
No.
No, there was a third one, A Veteran's Christmas for Family.
Oh, man, I'm going to keep forgetting. I'm going to say Quick Change.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
I didn't mean to say that one.
Oh, well. You've still got some other good ones saved up. Dan? Wait, is that the right order?
No.
I
kind of know the name of this movie.
Oh, don't do that.
Can I describe the movie?
No.
Sure.
Does that count?
Sure.
That'll just help the other players if you don't get the actual
title. I have to get the exact name.
Now's the perfect time to go with Bo.
Maybe
talk to Bo and see what he's got.
Okay. Can I talk to him?
No, you just ask him and he'll just yell it out. No, you don't have to go to him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like that. That's very polite.
To establish a relationship.
For the listener at home, we almost had the most personal going to your lifeline. It was nice. It was nice.
That was sweet. Yeah.
It was going to be more of a conference.
It was.
Well, you get 30 seconds, you know.
No, but Bo just needs to just give you an answer to use.
All right, Bo.
Ghostbusters.
No.
He's talking the most recent one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's good call. Nice. Good call.
Talk about women, you know what I mean?
The girls won.
Ghostbusters. Thank you.
Chad?
Life Aquatic.
Oh, full title.
The Life Aquatic.
Full title.
Steve Zissou. Shut your mouth.
Is that not it?
For a listener at home, Jeff had my back.
Wow.
Or he was posing. I'm not sure.
I mean, what's the difference?
That's true.
They're not coming up here.
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
Yay! You did it.
Nice.
Correct pronunciation.
No extra points for pronunciation.
Oh. I will go with What About Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That was good.
That's a big one. Jeff.
Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, we're missing some obvious ones.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I'm gonna have to take a guess on the movie that I don't know the name of.
Okay, we hope you get it right.
Okay,
it's been great having you here.
The dead is alive or something like that.
Are you a member of Jeff's improv group?
Yeah, sure.
Let me ask you a quick question, Jimmy. Do the dead die?
The dead don't die.
Oh, damn it, I blew it.
Yes! Yes!
Nice job, Jimmy. I don't know how you pulled that one out.
Woo! That's close.
Okay, we're back to Chad.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Moonrise Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that opens up a whole kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Man, that makes me so Mad Dog in Glory.
When he's in the zone, this is what he does. He starts putting English on it.
He's in the zone. Auto zone.
I hope they're an advertiser and you made so much money for doing that.
Trying to lure them in.
I'm live once again at the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm back.
Yeah, dude, you got that IV plugged into you.
He even said Budapest.
Yeah.
Chad.
I'll go Rushmore.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a big, big one.
All right, Bill, hook me up.
What?
What's that?
Operation Dumbo.
No.
Wait, he said he was joking. What was that?
Oh, he was joking around.
What is it? The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Okay.
Bill, why'd you joke around?
Good like
joke,
two
Bill.
Tries?
That was a good joke, Bill.
You get two tries from your pro?
Dan's not going to win this anyway, Jeff.
I know.
Did anyone say Royal Tenenbaums yet?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. That's the other Wes Anderson
someone,
one.
Someone will, I'm sure.
So what's yours, Jeff?
Royal Tenenbaums.
Did we skip...
No, two.
Okay, shit.
Jimmy's
are we
like,
sure it's
sure
my
I'm
turn?
Went.
I think
pretty
you're
sure
over here now.
Oh, shit. Bill Murray.
What if I changed my answer?
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought you were going to throw him a little softball, and you ruined it.
Now I'm trying to think some cameos, man.
What would you change yours to, Jeff?
If I could change it, I'd change it to Broken Flowers, but I think it might be too late.
Oh, yeah, Broken Flowers, great movie. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah, I'm going to say you were too late, Jeff. You can't change it, and but Jimmy's right. Chad?
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had that. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Go with Operation Dumbo Drop. No. Kingpin!
Whoa!
Good call.
Dan, is this the end of the road?
It might be.
Wow.
It might be Boys to Men in it up here. Thank you.
Boys Menin.
Thank you.
Right? You remember. That's what he meant.
I don't think they ever had a version for boys.
What about 1-877 boys?
Don't do that. Don't ever go. Ooh, people are gonna take those high fives back. You sing that song. I will go with Shark Tale.
Whoa, that's a fun guess, but no, he wasn't in that. No, he meant to be. Jeff.
Get Low.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, with Robert Duvall.
Wow.
We're back to Jimmy again.
I like the animation route. That could be
mm-hmm,
something.
That could pay off.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to...
Ooh, I got one. Animated.
How about... Okay.
Yep.
Wait, is Caddyshack... He's not in Caddyshack 2, or is it? No, fuck. Well, there he goes.
That's it?
Oh, can I get a second guess? Yeah, that was a question. That wasn't it.
Yeah, that was just a question.
I thought you were kidding. Yeah. So clearly that's not your guess.
Inside Out.
Oh, yeah, he was great as anger. That wasn't him.
No.
Thanks for playing...
Thank you.
Chad?
Where the Buffalo Roam.
Ooh. Nice one. That made me think of another one. Jeff?
Hyde Park on the Hudson.
Nice. Whoa. Oh, Get Out. Not the movie, just the expression. Chad?
I owe it to this guy for his Operation Dumbo drop. Made me think of Larger Than Life.
Yep. Yeah, that's what you meant.
Is that what you were thinking
That's
of?
What he meant, yeah.
Oh, what? Okay.
He meant Elephant Movie.
Okay.
He should have just said Elephant Movie.
He kind of did. Operation Dumbo Drop, you don't really think of other things. You don't really leap to, oh, Danny Glover was great in that. So, Jeff?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
The Monuments Men.
Ooh. Ooh. Nice, dude.
Okay.
Bill Murray's in a lot of movies.
He is.
Got anything else, Chad?
I can't believe no one else said this, because Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Yep. There's a reason nobody said right. that, because no one wants to admit to knowing that.
Yes, that full
that
title.
That even exists.
I was up here for 10 minutes being like, Garfield, Lasagna and Mondays. I could not think of what the sequel was.
No, Garfield gets some in that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. He gets tail from two kitties. I apologize. It's my turn, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
St. Vincent.
Yes. Holy cow, I keep thinking of more. There's at least 15 or 20 more.
Really?
Yeah. He's been in a ton of movies.
Is he in Shark Tale 2?
No. And he's in talks to not be in Shark Tale 3.
See, that's what you did earlier. You turn it around and it hurts. Chad, I bought you as much time as I could. So
I know, I can't. I might be out here.
You think so?
Yeah, I know. There's so many, but I can't fucking think of any. It's the worst.
It was that one he did that one time, and everyone was like, wow.
Oh, but what about the other one, Doug? What about that other one he did? Also cool.
Somebody said, what about Bob? I already said, what about Bob?
Under!
Man. Under. Oh, man. And my brain is just not working.
Well, dude, you did great.
Yeah, I'm donezo.
Last minute guess.
You got a lifeline, no?
Used
oh, I do
lifeline.
Have a lifeline. I didn't use it.
You haven't used your lifeline?
Yeah, I'll use the lifeline.
Oh, what are we doing here?
They both have their lifelines.
Okay.
Hold on, let your lifeline put their phone away.
I'll go the lifeline.
What's the lifeline say?
Razor's Edge.
We'll Razor's see. Edge.
Razor's Edge.
The Razor's Edge. Yeah.
Now I got to think of something else.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Was that his lifeline?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it wasn't just some random dude.
Hey, I don't know. These San Francisco crowds. Tootsie.
Oh!
Oh!
This is the part of the game where Jeff gets real nonchalant with his answers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
we're still going? Cool. Fine. Tootsie.
Real nice.
Well, now it's officially the end of the road for Chad,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Great job, though.
Yeah,
that's you want to rub it in with a few more, Jeff?
I mean, I'll just say wild things and leave it at that.
Oh! Yes.
I'm sad none of you picked up when speaking about animation and Wes Anderson, Isle of Dogs.
Oh!
Would be a really...
do you remember the other one you had just thought of?
The one that Jeff just said I thought of a minute ago. And then... Charlie's Angels?
Oh, yeah. God damn it! How did I not think of that?
Yeah, yeah. He works.
A little shop of horrors.
Best scene in the movie.
Yep.
Osmosis Jones! Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Oh, Space Jam! Holy shit! Oh, my God.
Ed Wood.
Yeah. So many. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. The man who knew too little.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm, that's definitely Jeff.
I love that. I love that movie. It's the only movie I relate to. I'm also dumb.
No, you're not. Just crush this game.
Yeah, that's our winner, everybody. Jeff Tate. Do your lap and your somersault, Jeff.
Do it.
Yeah. For the listener at home, Jeff just did a fucking handspring. It was unreal. You got to come to a live show. You've missed it.
I'm going to be down here for a while, so don't worry about me. I'll get up when I can.
Where's Ed at? Come get your prizes, Ed.
No hugging.
If you don't like Harry Potter, find somebody who does. They'd really appreciate that.
Hey, you get two free tickets to my next show.
Maybe, depending on the booker's discretion.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. And stop by the merch table on the way out and get a Doug Benson pin, too. We'll hook you up with one of those. Dan Van Kirk, hit us again with all the important deets.
I will. I am wrapping up the Together Tour with a few final cities on the 11th of November, starting that. Well, actually, before that, on the 7th, I'll be at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas. I love performing there, so come out and say hi. And then on the 11th, I will be in Nashville. On the 12th, I will be in Louisville. And then on the 13th, Cincinnati, then Milwaukee. And then the 15th, the day Thanks, Diane, my first comedy album comes out, I will be ending the Together Tour in Rochelle, Illinois, my hometown. So go to danielvankirk.com for all that information. And I will be back here in the Bay Area on November 22nd, headlining in Petaluma. For all those details, go to danielvankirk.com and come say hi to me.
Chad Opitz.
That was so much more than I have going on. Damn. I gotta head out from here and host a show at the Milk Bar across town. But I'll be here at Cobb's next Thursday. Two free tickets. Don't forget that business. So talk to me after the show. Yay! Follow me on all that shit at Chad Opitz.
Nice. Jimmy O. Yang.
Yeah, this is actually my last date on my tour at Cobb's Comedy Club tonight.
Oh, your microphone's...
Tonight, two shows.
At least it waited till the end to do that.
Tonight, two shows at Cobb's. I think it's sold out, but there still might be like 10 tickets left. I don't know. You can talk to the box office here if you guys want to
come. Yeah, if you just go, when you leave now, just get right in line, in the standby line, and a few hours from now, they'll let you know if they can squeeze you in.
Silicon Valley Season 6. Oh, and for you film buffs, earlier this year, I shot the remake of Fantasy Island. It's going to be a film. Next year coming out Valentine's Day. It's a Blumhouse and Sony film. I think you guys would really, really enjoy that. So check that out.
Great. Jeff Tate.
December 19th in Atlanta at the Highland Ballroom with Trey Gallion. The 20th, also in Atlanta somewhere. 21st. I don't know where. Asheville, North Carolina, at the Lazoom Room. The 22nd, Central Collective in Knoxville, Tennessee. All of these are with Trey. November 13th with Dan Van Kirk in Cincinnati. Place is called Chameleon. It's in Northside. It's a fucking dope show.
Good luck finding it.
It just
different color every time you go.
Changes a lot. Changes a lot.
It blends into the building, but it's got a number on it. You'll find it. You'll find it. And I think that's all my dates and stuff. Alter Tates is my podcast. That's it. Good night, everybody.
All of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. I like the Ted Danson, and we're not doing the Bay Areans part. There's some ladies in Vegas that were from the Bay Area, and I called them Bay Areans, and they tried to make that stick, but I can't. I love the Bay Area too much for that to become a thing. Hashtag Bay Areans. Thank you to Cobbs. Thank you to everybody who came out on this beautiful day here in San Francisco. And one more time for Jeff Tate, Jimmy O. Yang, Chad Opitz, and Dan Van Kirk. As always, positive energy.